Today is Monday, September 7th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Todd Coppernall, I'm Tim Thede. The town of Richland is notifying the public that Miss Litch Drive will be temporarily closed at or before its intersection with County N, effective immediately. The closure is being made because the intersection presents an immediate and unacceptable safety hazard. Trees and overgrown vegetation obstruct the view of the traffic approaching on County N, making it difficult or impossible for a driver traveling from Miss Litch Drive to see approaching vehicles before entering the intersection. This condition creates a serious risk of a collision, particularly for school buses, emergency vehicles, residents, and other motorists. This closure is a public safety measure. It is not intended to interfere with emergency services or to create unnecessary inconvenience. There will be no designated detour. Motorists will need to use other existing roads to reach their destinations and should not attempt to enter the closed portion of Miss Litch Drive from County N. For emergency personnel, fire, sheriff, EMS, and other authorized responders, access to Miss Litch Drive and Three Springs Lane will be available from Hustler's Ridge. Access will not be available from County N. The closure will remain in place until site distance hazards have been corrected or until a qualified safety or engineering review determines that Miss Litch Drive can be reopened safely. The town board will review the closure periodically and will provide notice of any change. In a heartfelt demonstration of community support, local resident Lori Bradley has donated $1,152 worth of stuffed toys to the Richland Hospital Emergency Department to provide comfort and reassurance to patients. Bradley, who lives just north of Ithaca, purchased the toys from Richland Center business, the Robin's Nest, to help bring smiles to patients during difficult moments. Bradley's lifelong commitment to children guided her generous decision. Having worked as a four-year-old kindergarten assistant in Weston, Ithaca, and Richland Center, Lincoln, she knew firsthand who should benefit most from the comforting toys. When the owners of the Robin's Nest, Diana Janicek and Lindsay Swenson, sought to downsize their inventory, Bradley purchased all of their stuffed animals, surprising the owners with her immediate and clear vision of their use. The stuffed toys will be distributed to children and other patients navigating stressful or uncertain hospital visits. Hospital leaders expressed deep appreciation for the contribution, emphasizing the powerful community spirit it represents. Linda Tyler Doudna, RN and director of the emergency department, praised Bradley's generosity, noting that such comfort and compassion are vital to creating a reassuring and supportive care experience for patients and families alike. Volunteers ages 18 and over are needed to man gates for the Richland County Fair. Please contact Lyrica Marks at lyrica@co.richland.wi.us if you can help. Even 1 hour helps. The gates are the top priority, but volunteers are also needed for grandstand security, garbage patrol, and vendor assistance. The Richland Center Redevelopment Authority is scheduled to hold a meeting tomorrow at 5:30. The gathering will take place in the council chambers of the municipal building located at 450 South Main Street. The agenda begins with standard organizational business, including a roll call to confirm a quorum and verify proper public notice. Members will then conduct an election of officers, review and approve the meeting minutes from March 25th of 2026, and receive the latest treasurer's report detailing the authority's financial status. Substantive discussion and possible action items on the open agenda focus on key community development matters. The board is slated to consider a proposal submitted by Bedward Properties. Later in the proceedings, the board plans to convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85. This closed session will allow members to deliberate and negotiate competitive or bargaining strategy concerning the investment of public funds and potential sale of the RDA property at 300 West Union Street and 300 North Orange Street. Following those discussions, the authority will reconvene into open sessions pursuant to the Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85 to consider and take any appropriate public action on the matters deliberated during the closed portion of the meeting. The national average price of diesel has reached an unprecedented all-time high of $5.85 per gallon, surpassing the previous record of $5.82 per gallon set in June of 2022. According to the recent data from fuel savings platforms Gas Buddy, this surge represents a sharp increase over $2 per gallon compared to September of 2025, when diesel was priced at $3.70. While gasoline prices fluctuations often capture the public's attention, the escalating cost of diesel poses a more profound and far-reaching threat to the broader economy and consumer inflation. Diesel serves as the primary energy source, powering critical sectors of the United States infrastructure, including freight transportation, railway networks, agricultural machinery, and heavy construction equipment. As diesel prices climb, the cost of transporting goods rises in tandem. These elevated supply chain expenses are ultimately passed down to consumers, leading to higher prices for everyday necessities such as groceries, household products, and delivery services. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, noted that diesel is the fuel that moves the economy, and when its prices reached record levels, the financial repercussions are felt far beyond the transportation sector. The dramatic increase in fuel costs have been driven by a combination of global energy market factors, including geopolitical tensions, persistent supply chain disruptions, elevated oil prices, tight global inventories, and reduced oil refining capacity abroad. In response to this volatility, an increasing number of drivers and businesses are turning to digital tools to manage their budgets. Gas Buddy, which saw over 515,000 unique users report fuel prices in August 2026 alone, recommends that drivers actively compare local fuel prices to identify savings. In a majority policy push aimed at revitalizing the domestic cattle industry, President Trump has signed two key executive orders, while U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke L. Rollins announced a series of complementary measures designed to protect livestock and enhance market transparency. Addressing what officials describe as the smallest national herd since the 1950s, the coordinated effort seeks to reverse declining cattle numbers by offering financial and regulatory relief to producers across the country. Central to the new executive actions in a focused strategy to mitigate livestock loss from neutral predators under the first order, the Department of the Interior is tasked with reviewing the protection status of gray wolves and Mexican wolves under the Endangered Species Act to evaluate delisting the downlist or downlisting. Furthermore, both the Interior and Agriculture Departments are updating compensation guidelines for ranchers affected by predations while streamlining authorizations for lethal removal when necessary. To bolster consumer transparency, the market fairness, the administration is re-examining country of origin labeling for beef products in consultation with the United States trade representatives. These measures build upon the voluntary product of USA designation to ensure clear identification of domestic beef. Simultaneously, federal authorities are targeting market concentration among major meat packers for directing the USDA to intensify enforcement under the Packers and Stockyards Act and work closely with the Department of Justice on investigation oversight. Beyond regulatory oversight, the USDA's Ranchers First Initiative and 2025 Beef Plan introduce expanded land conservation and technological updates. Nearly 1 million new acres will be enrolled in the Grasslands Conservation Reserve Program and the Agricultural Marketing Service in scaling its remote grading and instrument-enhanced grading programs to lower processing overhead. Paired with state-level processing expansions, new loan guarantees, and federal purchasing preferences for local beef, these policies mark a comprehensive effort to modernize and safeguard the future of American ranching. And today's winners in the St. Anthony's Auction Raffle are Patty Braun on ticket number 629 and Bun Deidelhoff on ticket 88. Both have won $50. Congratulations to the both of you.